Committee accuses anyone calling the video troubling of playing politics, pointing to drone strike videos from the Obama administration. America is listening to Fox News.
Julia owed the IRS thousands.
I was paralyzed with fear.
Then
I heard a commercial for Optima Tax Relief.
Optima Tax Relief is the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative.
Optima Tax Relief settled my IRS tax bill.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
It was amazing.
Call 800-926-0155. 800-926-0155.
Optima Tax Relief.
Visit OptimaTaxRelief.com for details.
So Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $29.95 a month for life. Not your phone's life, your life. This top-tier plan is normally $65 a month, but if you switch today, you'll save over 50% every month for the rest of your life. You might say it's the deal of your lifetime. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe. Offer expires 12/7. Some restrictions apply. Details at puretalk.com.
What does it look like when your faithful friend in the driveway has an off day? But it looks like no fun, like bumming a ride to work, the store, rescheduling lunch with your yoga instructor, all because your four-wheeled pal is waiting for parts? We do our own routine maintenance, but our chariot depends on us to schedule that for them. Airboat and inboard service, too. Family-owned and operated. Keeping Fairbanks on the road since 1967. Rogers Auto Repair.
Hey, North Pole Fairbanks. It's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
Be it work or play, your truck bed will take a beating. You need to protect your investment with an Arctic Spray-On Bedliner from Auto Trim Design. This Arctic Spray-On Bedliner was developed as a commercial coating for use on the Alaska Pipeline, which is constantly exposed to our extreme Arctic conditions. Why should you settle for anything sub-quality? Get your Arctic Spray-On Bedliner today at Auto Trim Design. And as Ben says, we'll be here when the other guys are gone.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
The following interviews and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Welcome to Shooter's Corner, your program for conversation on guns, shooting, and your Second Amendment rights. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. Now, your host, Chuck Indereeden.
All right, listeners, there we go. See, this is what happens when Teresa's trying to teach Matt how to run the board.
Don't blame
me. Least it's not you.
And she turns as beet red as Santa Claus.
It's because I had his mic on.
Oh, yeah. Well, that worked out well. Just swing that thing around this way.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out one way or the other. All right. Welcome, listeners. You're here with Chuck Indereeden. We got Boise Bell and we got Matt here. Also have a special guest here with us today. We'll introduce him here in a second. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to call in at 458-TALK. That's 458-8255. If you're calling from out of state, remember that area, I almost said zip code. Remember that area code 907. And for our international callers, make sure you add that country code on there as well. Like, I don't know how many people have ever called from Germany or something like that, but just
you
in case.
You never know.
You never know. Because why? Because you can listen to us live at KFARradio.com. That's right. You can click on that big orange ball that says listen live. And also you have an app as well for your Android and your iPhone device if you want to trust it. And no, it's not like listening to you like much of the other CIA apps that are on there. But nonetheless, you can listen to us live at all times. So it's really super cool. Good.
Hey, I've got some exciting news.
Drive with your headlights on.
Well, that too. But no, Friday were -21 degrees.
That's exciting.
That's exciting because today we're negative 8, so it makes you want to appreciate the weather today.
Boo.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your optimism there. And
it's something.
It's something.
And I was looking at the long term. I think we're like supposed to be back down in the 30 below range or something like that. I remember we used to be 20 below like at Thanksgiving and also like around Halloween. So,
well, that means you can go spend time in the range and practice.
Yeah, there you go. I like it.
Yeah, negative 21. Go.
Or you can train how you fight and just do it outside at 20 or 30 below.
No, I'll pass.
You have to do like warm up sessions in between every magazine.
Yeah,
literally. All right, cool. Let's start the show. Well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Hey, also, our state of Alaska Constitution 1.19 says the right to keep and bear arms, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Huh, kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it? Good. They also added in the individual right to keep and bear arms shall not be denied or infringed by the state or a political subdivision of the state. And that was amended in 1994. And that's so, I don't know, Los Anchorage can't start making statewide rules.
Political. Keyword. Mm-hmm. Political.
Yep. Political subdivision. Remember, freedom's not a bargaining chip. It's not a line item on a tax ledger. It's not a favor that politicians get to hand out when the timing suits them. Gun owners must take note. We must not allow this betrayal to continue. All right. Hey, so in notable firearm-related inventions, patents, and first productions that fall on this first week of December. Oh, before I do that, I hope everybody went online and listened to our Thanksgiving show. That was pretty fun.
It was kind of pre-recorded,
so we didn't get, you know, like our callers and stuff in, but I thought it was pretty entertaining. So if you want to, jump online at KFAR Radio, click on Shooter's Corner with Chuck and Reed, and scroll down to the bottom. You'll find all of our archives there. And you can listen to last Thanksgiving or last Thursday's radio show. So that's pretty good. All right, moving on. Let's see. So there was a whole bunch of stuff that happened this week, right? John Browning got his Winchester 92, which is still in production. Christopher Spencer was awarded a patent for the Spencer repeating rifle.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Samuel Colt was granted a British patent for the revolving cylinder firearm. John Garand was awarded the U.S. patent for the gas-operated semi-automatic rifle mechanism. Harry Maxim was granted a British patent for a recoil-operated machine gun. Let's see here. Let's get another one. Oh, I never heard of this guy, John Pedersen, for the Pedersen device. The secret World War I, World War II conversion that turned a standard M1903 Springfield into a semi-automatic pistol cartridge carbine.
I did not know that at all.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the Glock device that turns the semi-automatic Glock into an automatic.
Well, now we're all learning something new.
And then they come out with the V-Series, and how long did it take? Like the
It was 30 hours.
It was when 30 it was hours released. Before they came out with another Glock switch for the V-Series.
And the best part about it was the fact that the old Glock switches that were very illegal, you had two options. You had semi or full auto, and to get the switches to work with the Gen 6 or the Gen V, it can only work in full auto. It's a runaway gun the entire time. You cannot stop it. So they just made it even worse for themselves.
Yeah.
Love it.
Could be a self-correcting problem.
It really could, yeah.
All right, good. So this single week contains patents that gave us the Winchester 92, the Spencer Repeater, the M1 Garand, the Maxim machine gun, the Gatling gun, Thompson submachine guns, and the Auto 5 Browning. You guys remember that? Auto 5 Browning had that little high top on the back. Let me see if I can find that one here. Yeah, so U.S. patent granted to Val Browning and Bruce John Eatis for the Browning Auto 5 recoil system. The first major patent for the long recoil humpback Auto 5. Longest produced shotgun design in history from 1898 to 1998. That was insane. I remember trying to buy one of those when I was like a private when I was stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas. And I couldn't get even payday loans to give me a loan to buy it. City was so mad because they were like wanted what, like 30% interest or something like that. But I needed one to go like pheasant hunting in Kansas.
No. But do you remember you used to
at
Montgomery Ward's? You could buy guns at Montgomery Ward's.
Yeah.
Could you used to be able to order them
from a catalog and have it delivered to your house.
Yeah. Sears, JCPenney.
Oh, Sears did.
Yeah. Well, just so you guys know, that's Mike Condis in the background. Like, throw it in there.
You didn't introduce
but
him
Mike's
yet.
Old enough. To, well, I don't know how old you are. I don't remember.
60. Turned 60 this year.
Yeah, okay. So you're...
Our age group.
You're compatible with me. All right. But
no, you're older.
All right. So, I mean, we didn't want to really say that, Cindy. But nonetheless, like, okay, noted. But I don't remember having stuff. When did they get rid of that? Like in the 70s, if I remember correctly, or something like that. I don't remember having family members that ordered guns or anything and had them delivered to the house.
I think it went away in the 80s or 90s. Yeah.
I would say the 80s. Yeah.
My grandfather had a stack of magazines, and I remember flipping through them and seeing some cool pre-band stuff in there. But yeah, I want to say it was a Sears catalog.
Yeah, because I was still in high school, and I took my shotgun to high school in the back window of my truck.
So. Yeah, well, I did the same thing in Idaho.
Yeah.
So that was super easy then. Take them into school and use them for show and tell.
Yeah. So. I don't know if I ever did that, but.
Well, we did in Idaho. I remember doing it. So. The firearm background check. Why is my volume different? Were we, like, not talking before over the air?
Because you're loud.
Am I loud? Oh, okay. Well, good. Now people can hear me. Let's see. The firearm background checks hit over 165,000 on Black Friday on November 28th, reflecting strong consumer demand amid election year uncertainties and holiday promotions. This continues the post-pandemic trend with NSSF, that's the National Sports Shooting Foundation, adjusted checks for 2025 tally trailing 2024 by 3.6%. But pretty good, strong sales. All right. Oh, here's some interesting news from the Democratic Socialist Republic of California. Governor Gavin Newsom signed 4 anti-gun bills. Anybody surprised by that?
No.
In other news, yep. Water is wet.
Yeah. In other news, there's 2 genders, including expanded semi-automatic bans and handgun restrictions, bringing his total to over 30 since taking office. In contrast, Florida advanced House Bill 133 to lower the firearms purchase age from 21 to 18. And Tennessee enacted protections shielding gun makers from certain lawsuits effective July 1st, 2025. Rhode Island's governor pushed for an assault weapons ban. Imagine that. While Washington Supreme Court upheld the 10-round magazine limit. Yep. Done with that. All right. We're
so
done.
Florida,
we got 1 minute left.
Florida dropped the age to 18?
Well, no. That's just the bill that's advancing.
Okay.
It hasn't been signed. Hasn't been nothing. So who knows if it will even go. But cool.
Cool. Democrats are going to love that. Certain parties are going to love that.
Yeah, who knows? Or maybe they'll just throw a party. All right. All right, special guest today before we go into our first break is Mike Condis. Mike Condis is from the Alaska Outdoor Mentorship Program.
Yay!
Yay, Mike! Thank you for coming into the studio with us today. It's a little crazy, I get it, but it'll be a good time.
Awesome.
Tell Thanks us about yourself. Me. Where are you from, Mike? Originally.
Oh, man.
Because we know you're
don't
from, against, like, the cold area of the state.
Don't hold it against me. I was born and raised in Southern California. Never felt at home there. Always dreamed of living in the Rocky Mountains when I retired. But my dad passed away at 61, and 2 years later, my brother passed away at 41. I was my dad was a World War II vet. They had me when they were 40, a little later in life. But so I was only in my early 20s when my dad passed, and 2 years later when my brother passed, it just
now you live up here in Alaska. You got like multiple kids, and you got like 3,000 grandkids and great grandkids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we got to go into our first break.
Yeah, go.
Yeah. So when we get done with our first break, we're going to come back and talk with Mike Condis from the Alaska Outdoor Mentorship Program. It's going to be a great session. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
If you're looking for that perfect gift this holiday season, look no further than Auto Trim Design. We have something for everyone, from moose lights, remote starts, heated seats, tonneau covers, WeatherTech floor liners, and Old Faithful gift certificates. No need for last-minute shopping. Just come on down to Auto Trim Design and get all your holiday shopping done in one stop. And remember, at Auto Trim Design, we will be here when the other guys are gone. From all of us at Auto Trim Design,
Happy Holidays!
Hey North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
Alaska is new every season. Fall and winter bring new sporting opportunities for grouse, ptarmigan, and other small game hunting. Predator calling and trapping, snowshoeing, and winter camping. Gear up for success at Frontier Outfitters for traps, snares, and calls, guns, and ammunition. You'll stay warm and dry with the right clothing and rest easy with tents, sleeping bags, and camp necessities. Just downstairs, you'll find ATV and snow machine accessories and Sentry Hardware. For every season, there's Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR weather.
Ample sunshine expected today. Daytime highs approaching 6 below. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 26 below. Highs level off around 15 below. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Am I back on? There we go. Now, you would think that that Matt was already running the board.
It's an off day for everyone. It's cold.
True. Yeah, that's true. A little brain freeze or something like that. Maybe you get ice cream too fast or something.
It's not cold. Friday will be cold.
You're really hanging on to that, aren't you, Cindy?
I think for a majority of the world outside of Alaska, parts of Canada, and Russia, this is pretty cold.
I'd have to agree.
Yeah, especially for Mike from Southern California. But you've been up here a while.
Yeah, I've been here. I'm a 17-year Alaskan now. And before moving here, I lived in Colorado for 15 years. So
gotcha. Hey, so in case you missed the first half, we're here with Mike Condis from the Alaska Outdoor Mentorship Program. What's kind of the program? What's the nexus of this? Like, what is your intent? What are you trying to do?
Well, our intent is to create or ensure that people that are new to hunting or new to Alaska, or just new to Alaska in general, any type of outdoor experience, we want to educate them, teach them how to have a safe, ethical, legal, and successful outdoor experience, whether it's hunting, fishing, snow machining, hiking, camping, whatever it is that they're doing. Our main intent is to give them the tools and the skills that are necessary to go out and do all that. Not all of us in the program are what I would say subject matter experts, but what we're doing is, we're connecting people with subject matter experts through this. We're partnering with a lot of different subject matter experts in the community.
Right.
And I work on Fort Wainwright, and the military is a big part of our life here in this city. And a lot of these young men and women come here to Fort Wainwright, Fort Greely, Eielson Air Force Base. And this could be their best duty station ever. They want to go out and do a 40-mile caribou hunt, and they're talking to their buddy in the barracks or whatever, and they're like, hey, we'd like to go shoot a caribou. Have you ever done it? Nope, me neither, but I've killed a bunch of whitetail on my grandpa's farm in Nebraska. Let's go do this. And they go do it, and a lot of bad things happen, unfortunately. They'll run a snow machine from MWR. They've never ridden snow machines. They drop into a valley, shoot a couple caribou, figure out that they can't get that machine out of that valley because of the way our snow is up here. They're not experienced. Guys go out and they shoot caribou. Well, the cows and the bulls both have antlers. And you really need to learn how to identify the proper...
Yeah, for the listeners, gender. That's not because of caribou or gender fluid either.
No. No. But, we're trying to educate them how to do it right because they're here for a very short time. And what we're trying to do is connect the military with the local community and create mentorships and relationships. I know when I moved here in 2009, coming from the Rocky Mountains, I'd killed plenty of mule deer and elk and antelope, black bear, you name it. But when I got here, I'd never hunted moose or caribou or hunted in grizzly territory, never hunted in the tundra. Thankfully, I connected with some very longtime Alaskans, like pre-pipeline Alaskans, that taught me how to do it and do it right. First couple of years here, I really struggled, made plenty of mistakes, figured out very quickly I didn't know what I was doing. Right. So, you know, we want to teach people how to do it right, because the people that come up here, whether you're non-resident or you're in the military and you break the rules and you leave, the people that live here get to pay for those sins, right?
Yeah,
they
those
start.
Mistakes,
and the last thing I want to see, you know, we don't live in Alaska because it's an easy place to live. We live here because it's hard, but it's awesome. But our freedoms are amazing compared to anywhere else in our nation. And I don't want to see us become some of the Western states. You know, California's a great example. Colorado, you know, you look at what's going on down there and with their hunting rights and regulations, things just keep getting tighter and tighter and tighter. And I don't want to see that. I want to maintain the Alaskan culture and the freedoms that we have for future generations.
Yeah, so. No, I totally agree with you. I think one of the biggest things is we just need to, like, have people understand that this is not only just a great state, but it's a very dangerous state.
Oh,
like, I think one of the first things that we learned when we came up here in 2002 was the fact that you could literally be 20, 30 miles out of town and be in a and find yourself in a dangerous situation.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you were saying, like, we give them the resources, the tools and stuff like that, when you say the tools, you mean, like, those mental and physical tools to be able to overcome some of these challenges.
Yeah.
Not necessarily you're going to give me a four-wheeler or something.
No. You know, the skills are what's necessary. And, the understanding of what you're getting yourself into. Be prepared. I don't think you can ever be over-prepared in this state. Like you said, you know, a lot of people don't know what an inReach is, or they may not have a sat phone, but
right.
If you're 200 miles out in the middle of the wilderness and something bad happens, who are you going to call for help? Or do you have the ability to call?
Well, you're not calling Ghostbusters.
Yeah. I was just about to say that. Golly.
I got a question for you. Do you recommend ladies to come to this?
Oh, yeah. The one thing that we are a nonprofit organization, but we're working very hard to keep this. There's no membership fee. It's free to the general public to attend. We started on Fort Wainwright. We're going into our third year of the program. We started on Fort Wainwright, but quickly found out that it was very hard to get the general public onto Fort Wainwright. The base access is pretty tough. And then we were really fortunate enough for the Morris Thompson Center to pick us up. And we met there for quite a while. And unfortunately, they had some changes in their scheduling. And it would have shifted our program to the weekend, which didn't really work for us. We'd like weeknights because guys like me and everybody that attends are out doing the things that we're teaching on the weekends.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're really excited.
Or going to gun classes over at C4 training.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is great. If you haven't done that, you need to, because I've been through that training. But really excited to announce that we're partnering with the Tanana Valley Sportsmen's Association. We'll be meeting there now.
Nice.
They're coming alongside of us and supporting our initiative. And we'll be meeting the second Thursday of every month from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Again, there's no fee whatsoever to attend. Our first meeting there is going to be December 11th. It's a Thursday. Like I said, second Thursday of every month, 5:30 to 7. This one will have the Alaska Trappers Association. We'll be there talking about all things trapping. So if you're interested in learning about trapping, or you might be a seasoned trapper, we encourage you to come. You don't know if you're going to like it until you try it. So come learn about one of the greatest Alaskan treasures and again, freedoms that we have to do here.
Yeah, for the listeners, TVSA is over off Airport Way. So it literally is 1230 TVSA Way, if you put that in your Google.
And great people over
great
there.
Great people.
Yeah, absolutely. We used to teach our gun classes over there and stuff like that before we partnered up with Alaska Ammo.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're awesome.
Great people. And we have a lot of subject matter experts that have partnered with us. Gary Junk, the owner of Alaska Arctic Gunworks. Larry Bartlett with Pristine Ventures has come and talked. Cutter Deglin with Search and Rescue. We've had Josh Livingston from Alaska Wilderness Taxidermy. He's come. You know, we talk. We really want to educate people again, connect them with the subject matter experts that are longtime Alaskans in our area. It would take somebody 10 to 20 years to learn what we're able to teach in a very short amount of time, and the people that are coming alongside of us are real Alaskans. And it's just a blessing to be surrounded by people like that. Like, you've been here a long time. You know what it's like to try to connect and meet those people.
Yeah.
We're bringing them all to you. You don't have to search anymore. We're going to bring them to you. So
you're almost creating like a little Google Drive thing there at TVSA. Like, people will just be able to reach out and touch like an expert.
Yeah, pretty much.
So instead of having to like Google this stuff, like, you're literally going to be able to talk to somebody who's a subject matter expert on, like, I don't know, trapping a bobcat or something, or a lynx or something.
Yeah.
Which is more than just hanging a CD-ROM out under a tree or something, apparently.
Right. Well, the thing is,
this was the first thing that I learned about bobcats. Like, apparently you can catch a lynx or whatever, trapping by just hanging, because they're a cat.
Yeah.
You sat out there in the woods with a laser pointer.
You can call them in. I've called them in, hunting them. You can trap them. But, you know, hunting and fishing and just the outdoors in general in Alaska, it's a culture. It's a way of life here. It's not just a sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, we figured that out. I wish I had people like that when we had first got up here, to be quite honest with you, because
we didn't know about beaver fever. We about lost our dog. We were out
hunting. Yeah, drinking out of the ponds out there, you know, off of near Chattanooga and stuff, you know, and all of a sudden our dog's sick. And I wish I would have known about fishing out of Valdez when we had our boat and we were coming back in by Middle Rock. You come in there like around 1630, 1800, that wind has changed directions, and now you're heading into waves, like going out, like the tide.
It's
brutal. Like, so we figured that out real quick.
Yeah. Well, just like now, I mean, today's like the first day it's felt like Alaska all year. I mean, I've only plowed once. You know, I have to plow tonight when I get home, but that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be 25 below. But, you know, I looked at the weather report. We own a cabin up in the White Mountains, and it's 65 below up there with wind chill today. And, you know, again, some of these people that are new here are like, hey, let's go to the mountains. Hey, the first thing you better do is check the weather. And because in 65 below, you can die, or they're going to start cutting off body parts really quick if you get stuck out there. So
that is a fact. Like, literally, just a small accident or a crash or something like that at 40 below and lower is literally a life situation. Like, because you could freeze in minutes.
I mean, a couple of years ago, we lost that couple up on Eagle Summit.
Yeah.
You also have to remember, too, and you said it best, when you're checking your weather for the listeners, when you're checking your weather, check not only what the temperature is, but then feels like. Because just like you said, wind chill is a big factor. Mm-hmm. I didn't learn that until I was 23 or 24. I didn't have a clue. I was like, it's 10 degrees outside. It feels like it's negative, whatever. And most people overlook that entirely, and they are completely underprepared.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important any day, check the weather, understand what's going to be happening throughout the day, and then pack accordingly.
Yeah.
All right. We got to make a real quick transition and stuff because we have to go into our mandatory hard break. When we come back, we got a special guest that's going to be coming in and talking to us real quick and stuff like that about an event that's going to be happening on December 12th here in Fairbanks. So stay tuned here. You got Chuck, Cindy, Matt at Shooter's Corner, and our special guest, Mike Condas. And guess what? We got Melinda Ray coming on real quick to talk about Solid as a Rock Fight Club. So this is going to be awesome. Stay tuned with us here at Shooter's Corner. We'll be right back after this mandatory break.
KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, the heartbeat of Alaska.
News, I'm John Saucier. The FBI has arrested a man suspected of planting pipe bombs outside the RNC and DNC headquarters in January of 2021. The Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing charges the suspect's facing.
He has been charged with violating 18 U.S.C. 844, which is use of an explosive device.
FBI officials also searching the suspect's home in Woodbridge, Virginia. The bombs never detonated. The FBI says, though, they could have been lethal if they went off. President Trump hosting African leaders to sign a historic peace agreement. Leaders from the Republic of Rwanda and Democratic Republic of Congo signing the deal to end the fighting between the two nations in eastern Congo.
Today we commit to stopping decades of violence and bloodshed and to begin a new era of harmony and cooperation between the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda.
This fighting's been going on since 1994. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports in the past 12 months, 15 people in Anchorage were killed in pedestrian versus vehicle collisions, according to the Anchorage Police Department. In 2023, there were six. Across the United States, according to data compiled by the Washington Post, there's been a surge of pedestrian deaths in the lower 48, from 4,300 in 2010 to just over 7,300 deaths in 2023. Alaska state data shows 19% of all fatalities on Alaska's roadways happened when someone was walking or biking. Additionally, there are Alaska-specific problems such as snowy roads, dark clothing, and drugs and alcohol. We continue to see a trend with drugs and alcohol or a combination thereof for both pedestrians and drivers, Chief Sean Case with APD said. Anchorage also follows national trends of people being hit by vehicles on multi-lane roads by impaired drivers or pedestrians and people taking risks to cross outside of the crosswalk. And also consider the darkness that falls over Alaska all winter long.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Ride into winter with a friend, your Snowway snowplow. Snowway plows are stronger, smarter, the most reliable plow in the industry. Their wireless controls eliminate messy dash installations and provide the ultimate in-cab flexibility. Better yet, Snowway's patented down-pressure hydraulics increase your plowing efficiency by 30%. The drive-in mount system hooks up in seconds, and their structural plow warranty is the best in the business. Stop by Rogers Auto Repair, your Snowway dealer on Dale Road near the airport, or call 479-6665.
Hey North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday experience at Auto Trim Design. With our top-of-the-line accessories, the season will be unforgettable. Treat yourself or gift that special person to the ultimate driving experience. With Auto Trim Design's remote starts, running boards, heated seats, moose lights, and spray-in bed liners, your adventures will be filled with comfort, convenience, and festive joy. Make this holiday season truly unforgettable with Auto Trim Design. Come find us under the big American flag, 2550 South Cushman.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
All right, welcome back, listeners. We're here with Mike Condis from the Alaska Outdoor Mentorship Program. This is Chuck. If you missed any part of the show previously, please always go to the archives at KFARradio.com. You can click on the link that says Shooter's Corner with Chuck Indereeden. Scroll on down the archives, and you'll find all of our past shows on there as well. Remember, you can always listen to us live at the KFARradio.com. Click on that big orange ball that says listen live, and then you can always use the apps as well. So it's super cool. One way or the other, you can listen to us wherever you are located in the world, even if you want to use Starlink, which is cool. Apparently, Starlink is going to now mesh up somehow with Apple. Have you heard that too? Like global wide internet for all systems. So it kind of brought it up when you talked about inReach capabilities, right? Because we have an inReach as well.
Yeah.
InReach saved our butt when we had broke a trailer down, what was it, near Savage River or whatever like that. We were definitely out of cell range. And we were actually able to text somebody up here who then brought a trailer down. We were able to winch our boat trailer back up on there.
Because
apparently frost eaves and boat trailers don't like work very well together when leaf springs. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty exciting.
Yeah, I have a friend that mounted a Starlink in his side-by-side.
No kidding.
He's got mobile internet just driving around. I'm
like doing what though? Like what is he searching?
Well, he can use his cell phone, his smartphone.
Sure.
Look at maps and things of that nature. You don't need a cell phone at that point or a sat phone at that point.
Right.
You're able
exactly.
to communicate or an inReach. You can communicate. So I've been hesitant to have one at my cabin because when I go to the cabin, I want to be disconnected. It's like one of the only places you can go and be completely disconnected. No TV, no internet, no work emails, no nothing. And we don't allow that. Board games only.
There's some truth to that. I read a study one time that said it takes 3 days to essentially detox yourself from an electrical device.
Yeah.
Like so even when we took the granddaughters on a trip one time to Denali.
It was brutal.
It was brutal because Cindy was like, no devices.
Yeah.
Holy cow. When you got three like preteen girls in the back seat of the truck.
It's the end of the world.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, and then they found out that there was a toilet in the camper.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
It took six hours to get to Denali.
Yeah, I go to the cabin.
It took like eight hours to get to Denali from Fairbanks.
My blood pressure
Papa,
drops.
Papa, I gotta pee.
Dramatically, because I know I'm not getting any phone calls, no emails, no texts. There's no Facebook. Nobody's checking anything. We're talking. We're having fun. We're eating. We're playing board games.
Yeah.
We're going hiking, four wheeling, whatever. But
you play Monopoly.
We play a bunch of card games, dominoes, like that.
Yeah, never play Monopoly and let Cindy be the banker.
Yeah.
No, because you and Chris take my money.
Yeah.
All right, so we got Melinda Ray in here from Solid as a Rock Fight Club.
Morning. Yay! Yep.
Good morning, Melinda. Really appreciate you coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
I know you got your fights coming up on December 12th over at the Carlson Center.
Yep.
All right, talk to me. Tell me about your show. I think this is awesome. We're going to tie this into how the whole Nexus with Shooter's Corner.
No, absolutely. Too. Well, first and foremost, I'm not sleeping at this point, but everything is going really smooth. I have 10 super solid fights for this one, including Scott. Everybody's training hard. The fighters are cutting weight, skip Thanksgiving, you know, so everything's looking good, coming together good. I'm ready.
Yeah. So C4 Training Group is one of the sponsors with you guys.
Yes.
We have been, I think, since you started doing it, as a matter of fact. So
yep.
One of the long time ones. Actually, I think it's pretty cool. We actually have a corner in there too. Interoctagon.
Yes.
That's
you do.
Cool.
And the commercial on the Jumbotron, which is one of my favorite commercials.
Yeah. I think I could probably do more with that. But I am kind of like a one-man show when it comes to making my own video editing.
You enjoy doing that.
It is. It's pretty fun.
Hey,
but nonetheless, okay. So here's the thing. Why are we talking about fighting on Shooter's Corner? I think I've said this multiple times on the show. Like, I think that people need to understand that firearms are a last resort. Like, if you have some type of, like, soft hand skills or even hard hand skills that allow you, especially ladies, right, to be able to combat without necessarily having to shoot, like, I understand, like, there are size and disparity issues, right? However, if you know how to strike the bridge of a nose or the eyes, or like I told Cindy, like just take your thumb, press it in their eye socket, and then when their thumb is now, when their eye is laying on their cheek, they don't know where to go now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are they going to see you then, right?
Yep.
So I think personally, it's good for people to know how to have alternatives to just shooting somebody.
Absolutely.
I don't know. That's just me.
I don't think it's good to know. I think it's critical that you know that. I think it should be one of the first things you do. If you're getting into firearms, you should know immediately. I mean, you talk about it every single ACHP class. Like, this is, and you just said it, it's your last resort. But knowing how to defend yourself without having to use that, because that's just a whole lot of legal trouble. Outside of just a fist fight and some cops showing up, like, I shoot someone and maybe that escalation of force wasn't needed, that's way worse.
Agreed. So if you have the capabilities of having that verbal judo, being able to, don't ever put yourself in that situation, right? So avoid it.
Avoid it.
De-escalate. Maybe exercise that verbal judo, right? Retreat. Then, if I get it, we're like, I must, stand my ground state. Okay, but here's the deal. Like, if you could leave the area, then probably be in your best interest to do that. Like, I tell everybody, you're not Elon Musk rich.
Right.
Like, at least I'm not, to where I can have a hire a team, right? So I don't want to lose my house and everything else. So if I can retreat, but then I need to be able to engage.
Yes.
And if my engage is, I don't know, punching that sucker in the nose or kicking him in the sack, right? To me, that's a win.
Yep.
Having that skill and ability to do that, I think, is centered in tantamount to what you guys are doing. So I get it. It's like a combative sport. You're like gladiators out there in the octagon, and that's cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think people need to understand that there's a skill set that's being developed there that has real world capabilities.
Yeah. Right? And that's a big part of the reason I even do it. I was raised obviously in martial arts by both my parents. And then the way I see the future or our present situation is very weak. So promoting this sport and trying to grow this sport is actually for the future, to make a stronger future. Because right now, I feel like we're at a low point when it comes to self-defense, the ability to defend yourself, so on and so forth. So if we can bring families in and we can get these kids, like my age or younger, interested and light that spark, that's how we create that future that most of us, in this room are striving for.
What age can you start that at?
Most gyms, it's about 4 or 5.
4 or 5, okay.
But I mean, start them at home if
Yeah, because my daughter's turning 4 years soon, and
perfect. Yeah,
I can teach her all about firearms and some basic
hand-to-hand stuff, but I want her to go somewhere where she can be as equipped as possible.
Absolutely.
So that's really cool that they can start young.
Yeah.
So they have some really cool programs. So are you talking like maybe a Brazilian jiu-jitsu studio, maybe four or five? Because they also have, I thought it was really cool how you have the little grapplers that come out there too.
Yeah, IGA. So, and that's where our boys go. And I was going to say IGA, which is a...
Interior like, Grapplers Association or something like
Interior
that?
Interior Grappling Academy. Yeah. Okay. So they're producing champions, and whether that's where you want to go with your child or not, they start them. I've seen four-year-olds in there. Our boys started one at four and one at five. But it's amazing, and it's you're basically getting them comfortable at that age with taking somebody down or being taken down, and how to get up and how to push through that mental side of like a physical conflict. So super healthy, really important there, or like Revolution, Frostbite, Tribe. We have quite a few other gyms, like jiu-jitsu type gyms.
We've also had, you know, Gary Olson Seville?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the Krav Maga place here
yeah.
in town. I think that's also a good resource for,
absolutely.
That's literally just like a hard hitting, no BS. I wouldn't even really call it a martial arts. I don't know, I'd call it like legit street fighting.
Yeah. They have a lot of self-defense
stuff in classes
there.
And stuff for yeah. like all ages and genders and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's super awesome too. So just a plug out there for
absolutely.
Alaska Krav Maga.
Yeah. Yep.
I like Gary over there and his whole team that he has there. So they're super cool.
Chuck, yeah. just to interrupt here, what I like about Melinda, what you have created, it's family oriented.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
To go to the Carlson Center and to watch your fights, it's family oriented. And I love that. The boys yeah. are right
Thank
out
you.
There with you in their little tuxedos. They're adorable. And I'm telling you, if you haven't gone, you need to go.
Thank you, Cindy.
No, that's yeah. super cool, too. Yeah, I think people need to understand that. So. Have all the tables already sold out? They normally sell out within an hour or something like that.
Yeah, it was within 24 hours. They're gone. We had 75.
So if yeah. somebody wanted to get tickets or something like that, where do they need to go or who do they need to see or talk to be able to get into this event?
Yeah, that's a good question. Local fighters here have tickets, but if you don't know somebody that's fighting, DW Grill, Jeans Chrysler, or Level Up Barbershop out in North Pole, like if you're Eielson or something, you don't have to drive in.
DW Grill, is that the one on South Cushman that makes like tater tots
yeah,
and stuff like that?
So good.
I know, right?
So
wrong.
I'm like, I'm going to come by and drop tickets off, but really, I'm going to eat. Like, so good.
You know, next time
you're not eating anything. Like, look at
I
you.
Am.
You're like
no.
a fitness buff thing. Yeah.
Their cheese, thank you. Their cheese tater tots are absolutely to die for.
Huh.
I'm just saying.
I'm kind of a tater tot guy, you know, like
we both
connoisseur,
are,
if you will.
That hasn't been in our food. We both
yeah, we've
lost,
like really cut back. Like,
we lost like 20 pounds.
Yeah,
each.
You guys look amazing.
Thank you.
Well, we
yeah.
always did before. I was just a chubbier amazing.
I didn't say you didn't before. I said you do now.
He was warmer before. That's what we'll say. He was warmer before.
I was warm, yeah. I had my seal blubber or whatever. I should be getting back for the winter, though, since it's supposed to be like 30 below or something. So
yeah, it's creeping up like the next couple days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or tonight, you said.
Friday.
Yeah, it's coming.
Friday, yeah.
Yeah, so we got to go into our last break. But Melinda, I really appreciate you taking the time to come down here and talk yeah. about your program and the fights that we have coming up on December 12th. Starts at what time at the Carlson Center?
7.
7.
At 7, whether you're there yeah. or not.
So military people, that's 1,900 hours.
Thank you.
Can they buy tickets at the door?
You can buy at the door. It's $10 more, so I always push away from that.
Yeah, so DW Grill.
Jeans Chrysler. Level Up Barbershop.
Level Up Barbershop. Those mm-hmm. are your locations. You can go buy tickets right now or reach out to one of the fighters and then they get a little kickback. Is that
they do. They make commissions well. Too. So definitely buy from them if you know them.
Beautiful. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Mike Condis with the Alaska Outdoor Mentorship Program. Did I say that right?
You did.
I didn't even have my notes in front of me.
You did.
All right. Thanks. Well, we'll be right back after this short break.
Alaska is new every season. Fall and winter bring new sporting opportunities for grouse, ptarmigan, and other small game hunting. Predator calling and trapping, snowshoeing, and winter camping. Gear up for success at Frontier Outfitters for traps, snares, and calls, guns, and ammunition. You'll stay warm and dry with the right clothing and rest easy with tents, sleeping bags, and camp necessities. Just downstairs, you'll find ATV and snow machine accessories and Sentry Hardware. For every season, there's Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
style.
Be it work or play, your truck bed will take a beating. You need to protect your investment with an Arctic Spray-On Bedliner from Auto Trim Design. This Arctic Spray-On Bedliner was developed as a commercial coating for use on the Alaska Pipeline, which is constantly exposed to our extreme Arctic conditions. Why should you settle for anything sub-quality? Get your Arctic Spray-On Bedliner today at Auto Trim Design. And as Ben says, we'll be here when the other guys are gone.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
Hey, North Pole Fairbanks. It's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
KFAR weather.
High of 6 below today under sunny skies. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows level off around 26 below. Daytime highs approaching 15 below. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lots of sunshine and dry Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the teens below zero. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, Matt. We have Melinda Ray in the studio with us and Mike Condis from the Alaska Outdoor Mentorship Program. All right. We got to continue our conversation here, Mike, about the mentorship program.
Yep.
But let me say this. I think there's one thing, though, that Melinda had brought up was like how her kids are involved in some of these martial arts sports and stuff like that. And during the break, you were kind of talking about it as well.
Yeah.
Being in wrestling, how it helped you maintain your fitness and stuff for the other sports that you participated in.
Yeah.
I would say this. I was doing martial arts when I was in high school. I think the level of confidence, like, it's not preparing your kids to be like warriors, to go out and be like a bully and stuff like that.
No.
But it gives them the confidence and the capability to walk around in this screwed up society that we have nowadays to understand that they're not going to be a victim to anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just wanted to throw that out there as well.
I mean, kind of like that Bible study we're doing, right? Stand firm and act like men. You know, need to learn how to defend your family. And you know, and that's everybody needs to learn, not just the men, the women, children. They should all learn how to do that.
I think the first step with that is if you're, I hate to.
Are you going to segue off of me?
No. I'm on this. but talking about that physical fitness part, standing like a man, like the first thing you need to do is you do need to get in shape. Like if you are not fit, you are going to die. And if your goal is to protect yourself and your family and you're not remotely in shape, you've just become a liability to yourself and everyone around you. So take those steps. You don't have to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
Or Chuck. you know, lose some weight, run, go touch grass, like do something. But if you're like morbidly obese and you think I'm going to sit here and I'll stand my ground, you are going to get overrun and your family will suffer because you didn't take the time to eat less, work out more.
Yeah, and I think in fighting, like, most people will tire out, like, within the first 30 seconds. And that's what they teach us in our, like, DPS combatives kind of thing. Like, if you could just stay on top of somebody's head for 30 seconds, for most people, like, they're done. Mm-hmm. If you're obese or something like that or just totally out of shape, like, you're probably going to end up having to go to your firearm much faster because you know you're going to die because you're a duffel bag.
Yeah.
Smashed.
If you're obese, do not be appendix carrying. You're going to dig.
Yeah. I'm 60 years old. If I get in a tangle, it's good. I'm going to hit you once or twice, and you're going to hit the ground. I'm going to hit you really where it's going to hurt and immobilize you because I am too old to fight. I'm not going to go three rounds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to hit you as hard as I possibly can to take you out.
Get it done. Yep.
Get it done really quick.
Get her done. All right. Hey, so check this out.
Yeah.
During the break, you brought up a comment, and it said, don't let your enthusiasm overdo your capabilities.
Yeah.
Or worse to that effect.
Don't get the two confused. We were just talking about during break, you know, a lot of guys, you know, their dream is to shoot a, you know, a 1,200-pound bull moose, right, 60-inch moose, and you see one down a valley, 800-900 yards down inside a valley. Probably, if you're going down there and you're going to try to pack that thing out, probably not the best idea. You might want to pass on that bull. You can get hurt trying to do something like that, but at the same time, it may
especially
take you so long.
Especially if you don't have any friends.
Right. But the, you know, people don't realize how heavy a 100-pound rear quarter is on your back, you know.
Going, I got an idea. It's 100 pounds.
Yeah, it's 100 pounds, but it's a lot heavier.
You just said, you know, some people don't realize how a 100-pound quarter is on your back. 100 pounds.
Yeah. it's a lot different when it's.
But try walking on tundra or tussocks with that thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to sprain an ankle.
Yeah, and, you know, you want to respect that animal. You know, you want to take good care. That's another thing we talk about in our group is, yeah, ethical, how to respect the animal that you're harvesting and how to take care of that meat in the field, how to take care of your trophy. You know, you don't want that meat to go to waste. It doesn't take long. You need to learn how to take care of that if you're going to be out there for multiple days after the harvest. So those are the things you're going to learn in our group. But, yeah, it's just, you really want to do your homework before and know what it is that you're going after, what kind of environment you're going into, for how long. Are you flying in, floating out? Are you riding, you know, side-by-sides in? Are you going in on a snow machine? You've got to really plan these types of outings up here. It's not a walk in the park.
You also need to plan to leave the place better than you found it. Like, I know Chuck knows this as much as I do. Like, the military is really bad at that. Like, you can go to a range and the bathrooms are overflowing and everything, and somehow it's your responsibility to clean it up. Same thing when you're hunting, doing it. You start leaving trash, you go to BLM land or any public land where you can hunt. You look at some of these states, they start closing down mass areas because people are leaving it disgusting. They're leaving it riddled. It's a nightmare. So then it gets closed down and then the public's mad, but then they're not holding themselves responsible.
Well, what happened a couple
he
years
ago? You went a totally different direction than I thought it would ever go.
No, he's right.
It's like with the Army, like we go in, I don't know, blow stuff up and then leave. Like, you went over overflowing bathrooms?
Yeah, that's the worst part. You show up to a range and it's like, hey, this is really cool. Unfortunately, we have to clean everything even better than we found it, and we found it like a mess.
Yeah,
something. Or you're picking up brass off the range was there from like 1950 something.
Yeah, you're finding cartridges.
But anyways, go ahead, Mike.
Well, a perfect example of kind of what you're talking about. A few years ago, they opened up the 40-mile caribou hunt to two caribou, either sex. You could kill bulls, cows, whatever. And again, you know, we have a cabin out there, and I can't tell you how many calves we saw running around without their moms. And, you know, people don't know how to identify a dry cow. You know, they're just, there's a caribou, I'm going to shoot it. That's a bad thing. But the other thing was, when we came out of our cabin, the Pinell hiking trail right off a 12-mile summit there is a hiking trail that goes up and over Eagle Summit. The trail's like 2 feet wide. When we came out, because when they open up the caribou hunt like that to two caribou either sex, it's not just Fairbanksons. It's the Kenai Peninsula. You got the Wasilla, Anchorage. You got everybody in the state up here. And August is the wettest month of the year. And you put that much pressure on our trails, it just destroys them. Mm-hmm. And what really upset me was the Pinell Mountain, the hiking trail, when we came out of our trailhead, that trail was 30 feet wide. And it's non-motorized. And there were machines just going up that hillside. And I was disappointed because nobody was there hauling machines away, like law enforcement-wise, mm-hmm. you know. But what happened the next year, BLM came in and put all kinds of weight restrictions on our trails, which it's an answer, but I think it's the wrong answer. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen two or three four-wheelers do more damage than a side-by-side.
Yeah.
Right? It's how you ride them, how you drive them. Mm-hmm. And, but again, it's when you allow that much pressure on our trails, I don't care. It was too much pressure on the trails. But now it's sad because maybe you have some guys that are maybe in their 70s and they want to take their grandkids for a hunt, mm-hmm. but maybe their legs aren't in good shape where they can ride a four-wheeler anymore. Mm-hmm. But they can ride a side-by-side and take their grandkids on a hunt. Now you're telling these guys that have lived their whole life, never broke a law in their life,
that will respect the land.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now you're telling them they can't go use that land. Mm-hmm. That is so wrong in my book. And I want to fight that back so hard. And it's just, like I said, it's an answer. It's an easy answer, but it's the wrong answer. I think we can do a better job educating people and enforcing the laws that are already in place. But just to take that right away from us, those that are respecting the land, it's the wrong answer.
Yep. Well, that's kind of how everything operates anyways. Somebody screws something up, new legislation is put in place, and then it just bothers everybody else.
But this is Alaska.
Restricts everybody else.
This is Alaska. It's big land. There's a lot of land out there. People don't understand how big this place is. And, you know, and these are hunting grounds that have been there for years and years and years. And now you're taking them away from us. And
it's, all right, what's your favorite round and rifle?
Mine is a 300 Win Mag for everything in Alaska for the most part.
What'd you use when you were in Colorado?
Actually, something bigger. I had 7mm Magnum and I had a 338 Ultra Mag. But
how do you carry your guns on your ATV?
I have gun racks.
You've got gun racks.
Yeah, I have gun racks on my ATV, but I have a couple different ones. I have lighter weight ones for hiking. And, you know, some of my heavier ones I use when I use my ATVs. But, you know, 30-06 is a great caliber for Alaska. I mean, 338 Winchester Magnum. I mean, I know guys that have shot just about everything in the state with a 308. Mm-hmm. But you know, what a lot of people don't realize is that when you're hunting moose or caribou, even though you can kill those animals with those calibers, you're hunting in grizzly territory.
Yep.
So you want something heavy enough to take down a bear if you had to. So.
What lubricant are you using, summer versus winter? Because that's very, I think, overlooked a lot of times.
Yeah, you got to be careful with lubricant, period.
Yep.
Because if you're going to be hunting in the winter, your firing pin probably isn't going to operate quite right. I've seen that happen, you know, if you're going to be hunting in Arctic temperatures or anything below freezing. So any type of lubricant that you're going to use, you want something that's going to perform below freezing temperatures. And there's several different brands out there.
Well, just for the record, though, like if you're shooting an AR in Arctic temperatures, if you want to call it that, like you shouldn't be putting any lubricant on a
My guns are pretty dry.
Anyways. Yeah. Like, especially with the AR, because it's a free-floating firing pin, if you add any additional weight to it, just by the simple fact that it's stripping that round off the top of the magazine, entering the chamber, that firing pin is literally bouncing off that primer. I mean, that's the way Eugene Stoner originally designed that gun anyways.
Yeah.
It's a free-floating firing pin. And it's made intentionally light. That's why I think it's comical sometimes when somebody gets like a heavier firing pin or they add a bunch of gunk to their firing pin. Next thing you know, like, why am I going to slam fire? Oh, no, let's weigh your firing pin there, jackalope.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no, I learned that my first year up here. We went to the Cushman Range and we're just sighting in some rifles and temperatures were below freezing. And my son's rifle, Winchester Model 70, great rifle, but... the way we were lubricating our guns in the lower 48 versus how you do it up here was a little different. And so we learned a lot real quickly. And like I said, you know, Gary Junk with Arctic Gunworks, you know, he taught me a lot about firearms in Alaska. So,
well, I think that's super cool. And we're getting ready to close out this program for the end, well, for today, not the end of the day. All right. So awesome. Appreciate Mike Condis from the Alaska Outdoor Mentorship Program being on today. Melinda Ray from Solid as a Rock Fight Club.
Thank you.
Her program is going to be happening on December 12th. Gates open at 7 p.m.
6?
Yep. Oh, 6, but the show starts at 7.
You got it.
Okay. So 1,800 for you military people. All right. Awesome. All right. We got to go, and we will be back next Thursday here at Shooter's Corner with Chuck, Cindy, Matt. Have a great weekend.
Be safe.
You've been listening to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. To listen back to this or any past episode, log on to KFARradio.com and click on the archive page. And thanks for listening
KFAR to Shooter's Corner. KFAR 660 AM, Fairbanks. K248DK, 97.5 FM, Fairbanks.